Number 9, HMAS Sydney 2. The loss of HMAS Sydney 2 is Australia's greatest naval tragedy. Its disappearance in 1941 without a trace left a legacy of uncertainty for decades. In March 2008, renewed efforts to find the Sydney came to fruition, confirming her fate and bringing closure to the mystery. In 2015, a further expedition to survey the historic World War II shipwrecks produced new photographic evidence. It appears to confirm why Sydney was so quickly disabled, leading to catastrophic damage and the devastating loss of everyone on board. Celebrated for her successful battles in the Mediterranean, where she famously sank the Italian cruiser Bartolomeo Colonna, HMAS Sydney 2 and her crew of predominantly young men received a hero's welcome on her return to Australia in February 1941. She was then tasked with escorting troop ships to Southeast Asia, following an Indian Ocean route along the west coast of Western Australia. It was on the return of one of these voyages that she encountered the German raider HSK Cormoran on the 19th of November 1941. The Cormoran was disguised as a Dutch merchant vessel that was seemingly incompetent at returning the Sydney signals, unaware the Sydney approached the unknown vessel. Once within range, where her superior armament could not advantageously defend her, the Cormoran used the advantage of surprise and brought all its armament to bear on Sydney. While neither ship survived, the Sydney was lost with all hands, a complement of 645 young men. 318 of the Cormoran's complement of 390 survived. For 66 years, controversy raged. The Cormoran survivors were the only witnesses and were generally dismissed as unreliable. Endeavouring to not discourage the Australian public during wartime, the media was censored and families received standardised bereavement letters. In the subsequent decades, many people postulated theories. Remarkable finds were discovered, then found to be hoaxes, and the depth of the sea at suspected wreck sites kept researchers from investigating further. A renewed effort to find the Sydney and Cormoran, supported by modern technology, came to fruition on the 16th of March 2008 when a small group of Australian volunteers, the Finding Sydney Foundation, discovered the Sydney shortly after locating the Cormoran wreck about 100 nautical miles off the coast of Western Australia. Soon after the ships were found, an inquiry was launched into the Sydney's disappearance. The Commissioner, the Honourable T.R.H. Cole, A.O., RFD, QC, found that it was an error of judgment that brought the Sydney to a distance where she was overpowered and sank. The inquiry helps bring closure to the families who never knew for sure how their loved ones had died.